The senator's home.
I'll knock and see what happens.
Somebody out there. Somebody knock.
Yes, I know.
Claghorn's your name. Senator Claghorn.
I know you're from the South.
When I'm in New York, I'll never go to the Yankee Stadium.
Now, wait.
I won't even go to see the Giants unless the South Pole pitches.
Well, look.
To watch the Dodgers unless Dixie Walker's playing.
Now, wait a minute.
Stop interrupting. Where's your manners?
Manners? I have no manners.
Try listening. You might learn something.
Listen, all I'll ever learn.
Your tongue's wagging like a bland dog's tail in a meat market.
You're winded, hey?
You're sucking in some air, son.
Well, leave a little. I'm breathing, too, you know. Senator, what is Washington doing about coal prevention?
The Senate reconvened just in time.
Yeah?
I was glad to see Senator Aiken back. Aiken back, that's a joke.
I know it's a joke.
That was a funny fact.
I was
a three-quart shrieker.
Listen, you don't know what it is.
I keep talking to him and you just sidestep him.
Well, look.
Say, you're a regular sad sack.
Sack, that is. Now, you wait. Cool off. Now, just a second. Do you have a favorite cure for a cold?
I caught a cold last week.
Yeah.
Like to ruin my filibuster.
Ruin your filibuster? What did you do?
I took an old southern remedy, son. I drank down 2 buckets of hot mint julep.
You drank 2 buckets of hot mint juleps and you still held the floor?
Held the floor? Son, I couldn't get up off it.
Well, I wonder how Titus Moody is doing this evening.
Howdy, Bob.
Say, Mr. Moody, you look a little tired.
I know. I was up all night. Couldn't get a wink.
You didn't sleep a wink?
No, point that. Somebody stole my tiddly.
Well, Mr. Moody, tell me, has this cold epidemic hit your farm?
My wife had a nasty cold.
Did you call a doctor?
Yeah. Well, down quick. Give her sulfur and molasses. Put in too much sulfur.
Well, how can you tell he gave her too much sulfur?
When my wife sits in the dark, she glows.
Well, are you doing anything about it?
Why, Senator Claghorn, a foreigner next door, he sent me over a bucket of hot mint julep.
For your wife?
No, for me. Tonight I'm getting lit up to keep her company. Come on!
Is going to get lit up on his weekend. Well, let's see what a knock here will start.
No.
Ah, Mrs. Nussbaum.
You're expecting maybe Tula Banquette.
No. Tell me, Mrs. Ann, have you had any colds in your house?
My husband, Pierre, is sick.
Oh, really?
They are maybe sending him to a clinic. The Meyer brothers.
Oh, the Meyer brothers. Well, didn't Pierre try any cold remedies?
Every day is a new remedy. First, he is bringing home fruit to drink in fruit juices.
What kind?
Oranges, grapefruits, tambourines.
Well, how long did he drink the fruit juices?
One day.
Mm-hmm.
Then Pierre is opening up the window and throwing out the fruit.
Oh, he had another remedy?
Vitamins from vegetables.
Oh, good.
He's bringing home carrots, sprinkler beans, and rutabago.
How long did he try vitamins?
One day again. Pierre is opening up the window and throwing out the vegetables.
He has yet another remedy?
Absolute rest.
Oh.
You're staying in bed.
Uh-huh.
I am bringing meals. I'm bringing pills. I'm bringing hot water bottles.
Well, how long did this last?
One day.
And then?
I am opening up the window and throwing